Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
It's the 41st annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, December 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Atoka Livestock Auction. The Limousine and Limflex offering will include 60 breeding-age bulls and 31 females, pairs, and breds. Complete information data will be available on all bulls. View the catalog at AmericanCattleServices.com. For more information, contact American Cattle Services, 580-597-3006. The Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale, December 3rd, Atoka Livestock Auction.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Well, it was anticipated cash cattle would trade higher, and that's basically what unfolded. Southern cattle traded mostly steady. We were steady here in our part of the country with higher trade possible today. Some feedlots passed on bids yesterday holding for higher cash. Northern dressed cattle were $3 to $4 higher. Packers are finding feedlots have a strong resolve to settle for nothing less than steady money. This did not impact futures as would have been expected. Hog futures exploded higher as the path of least resistance was to the upside. Contracts regained all the losses of earlier in the week, with the price increase mirroring the decline on Monday. There's been no particular change of fundamentals. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed a cash decline of 80 cents. Cutouts again struggled, posting a loss of 81 cents. Weekly export sales disappointing and about half of what they were last week at 20,100 metric tons. Sharply lower wheat prices overnight, with most contracts down 8 to 15 cents on follow-through selling at all three exchanges. Chicago wheat's making fresh lows for the move overnight and looking like it has a date with a retest of the August lows around $7.60, with trade of late hard wheat contracts also look like they're headed for support at August lows, which are still another 50 to 60 cents below spot prices. Weaker corn prices overnight, with some follow-through selling from yesterday's session as most contracts fall 2 to 4 cents. During this week, March corn futures have gone from the upper boundary of the last two-week range to the bottom. And mixed trade in the soy complex overnight, with soybeans steady to up a penny, soy meal up $1.50 to $2 per ton, and soybean oil under pressure once again after falling $1.10 on Wednesday into $4.50 yesterday. January soybean oil is down another $2.33 overnight. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle down 2 cents at 153.05, February down 25, 155.42, January feeder cattle up 60 cents, 181.07, March up 85 cents, 184.30, December hogs up 22 cents, 83.12. Kansas City wheat, December down 10 and a quarter, 903, the March down 9 and a half, 890 and a quarter. The Chicago wheat, March down 12 and a half, 783, May down 10 and 3 quarters, 795 and a quarter. March corn down 6 and a half, 660 and a half. May's down 6 cents, 659 and a quarter. January soybeans down 39 and 3 quarters, 1429 and 3 quarters. March down 38 and 3 quarters, 1436 and 3 quarters. And March cotton up 24 cents.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.